Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim, Daf Ayin Gimel, the Hoyz Vador edition, Perek Shmini, beginning of Aloch Evov, and the Baran Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Sok the Mishnah. Ha'oinen is one who is, he has a relative who died that day. We'll see in the Gemara later until exactly what time he's considered to be an Oinen Midir Raiso. But that night, he's not going to be an Oinen anymore. Someone who's removing rubble, is moving a pile of stone that fell from a house or from a wall, and there's a chashash, there's a fear that maybe there's a dead person there, and he's becoming tummy. Someone who's promised that they're going to let him go out of jail. And if you have an old man or a sick person who are able to eat a kazais, you shave the Korban Pesach on their behalf. The oinen, because that night you'll be able to eat Korban Pesach. Hamefakeach sagal, because maybe you won't find any dead person there, and he won't become tameh. The one who's leaving jail, because he may be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. And the zok and the choyle right now kidei kazais. Says the Mishnah, v'alkulom in sheichetim aleim bifnei atzvom. But we don't shecht on them on their own, because they may not be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Even the oinen, he may touch his mace and become tameh. And the one who was promised to go out of jail, he may not go out of jail. And the reason is, as the Mishnah says, the Fengim Odalef, shall you view as a Pesach de Psul, if they're the only member and not able to eat it, so the Pesach will come to be Psul. Lefikach, says the Mishnah, im Eira Behem Psul, Ptur Melasos Pesach Sheni. Because we assume that they're able to do the Korban Pesach, and that's where they shecht the Korban Pesach on their behalf, so then they're Potter for Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only someone who is completely disqualified for Pesach Rishon. But then we assume they're going to do Pesach Rishon. Then something happened, they're not able to do it, they don't have to do Pesach Sheni. Chutz v'fakeach bagal, except the one who's removing the rubble, shaya tomei mitchilasoi, so we assume they became tomei from the get-go, right away when he came to the rubble. And we'll see in the Gemara, because they were talking about a circle of rubble, so if he's there, he for sure is ma'il alameis, he for sure did an oil on the dead corpse that was there. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yisi bar Boin, Abba bar Baruchano, B'Shabi Yochanon, Mastisi Mishrafshu Yisrael. He said that he was promised to go out of jail. Talk about that the ward is a Jew. The people that are holding him in captivity are Jews, because there's different reasons why you put him in jail. For example, he has to give a get to his wife. Avalim Chavshu Goyim, but if the Goyim were the ones that captured him, Shepim Di Be'eshov V'Yiminam Yimin Sheker, so we don't trust what they're saying. They're going to say they promised to release any type of prisoner or hostage. We don't trust them. The Jew says that he's going to release. We assume it's probably true. Continues the Gemara, Benosun Chutz Yerushalayim. This whole discussion is only if the jail is outside of Yerushalayim. Al Benosun B'Tok Yerushalayim, if you lo yiftichu, ki mishiftichu. If he's in Yerushalayim, even without a promise to go out, they can bring the Korban Pesach to the jail. So then he can eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. Abayin Yivei Abayisi, Tavayi Na'ami, they both said, Bekadmei Sovi Na'ami, originally we used to say, Yisrael, Orel, a Yisrael who right now does not have a Bismillah yet, but he's intending to do a Bismillah. Shoichatim olov, we could check the name, the Korban Pesach. Even though right now he's not rotated, but we assume he's going to do the milah today, and he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. But this was a mistake, what we said. Why? As Taner of Simon Rav Zadi, Komer of Hilo, as we learned in the Braiso, Nemar Kan v'azikov la'asoysoy. V'azikov la'asoysoy refers to the one who has to do a bismillah, then he can go and do Korban Pesach. Regarding do the bismillah for the slaves, as yoichal boy, then you'll eat in it. Ma'az shenemar lo'olon, the same as it says over there, achi kasher b'shas achilah, we're talking about eating. So in order to eat the Korban Pesach, he has to make sure that everybody has a bismillah in his household. Af'az shenemar kan, when we speak about the shchito, achi kasher b'shas shchito, he needs to be kasher, then he's able to go and do Korban Pesach only if the owner has a bismillah, not only if he has the intention to do a bismillah, and that's the special din in Korban Pesach. Meaning, the Mishnah says that all of them, if they did the Korban Pesach, and then they were not able to eat the Korban Pesach, they don't have to do Pesach Sheni, except the case of Mefakeach Sagal, comes the one who's taking out the rubble. Says the Gemara, sometimes he will have the same din like the other group, like the entire, the rest of the list, and sometimes the rest of the list will have a din like him. Sometimes he's like them, Begal Orech, when it's a very long gal, a very long rubble. Why? And Yoim and Israel Galavadom, it's Shiloh Gelatumo. Because I'm assuming that maybe they threw the blood of Korban Pesach before he touched the Tumah. If it's a long rubble, it could be that while he is taking out the pile on one end, and he now reached the Tumah, they already did the Korban Pesach on him. So therefore, I'm assuming that probably Korban Pesach was done correctly, like the other people on the list, and therefore he's part of doing Pesach Sheni. The case of our Mishnah, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, is that the rubble is circular. So wherever he was Ma'ila Latumah. Sometimes they're like him, Begal Ogol, when in the case of Gal Ogol, that we say that he's Tameh, so sometimes they will be like him. What's going to be the case? If we found out that they're not able to eat Korban Pesach between Shchita and Zriko, they shared the Korban Pesach and then the Oinin touched the mace, or the Zaken and Choyle are not able to eat a Kazayis anymore, or the one who was promised to go out of jail was told he's not going to go out of jail. So when you come to do the Zrika, they're not able to eat the Korban Pesach. So now they're mechuyev to do Korban Pesach Sheni because the process of the Korban wasn't done before we found out they're not roy to do the Korban. Halacha Zayin Zok Mishnah. In Sheichatim is a Pesach al Yochid Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, as we mentioned earlier in the Braisa, he holds you can't do Korban Pesach on one person, it needs to be at least two members of Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yossi says one could be the only sole member on the korban. Rabbi Yossi continues and says, the only thing I care about is there should be at least one person who can eat a kazayis. If you have 100 people, but none of them can eat a kazayis, the korban Pesach won't be kosher. Continues the Mishnah, and I'm giving one base. You don't make a group of women, slaves, and children. And the Gemara is going to explain why. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to have at least two members of the Korban Pesach? Because it says in the Pasuk, Lo yisuchal lizboich es ha-pesach be'echot sharecho. And the more dashen, Lo yisuchal lizboich es ha-pesach be'echot. You can't share the Pesach with one person only. Ma mikai Rabbi Yehuda, Tami Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda do without Joshua? Pasuk lo ki ablozo ben masi, we learn like ablozo ben masi that we said earlier. Tani ablozo, Oimer yechol yayochin makhriya ala tumo. If you have 50% of Am Yisrael are tar, and you have 50% of Am Yisrael Tomei plus one. Could be that one person will say that the majority are Tomei. You can decide if this Pesach is Babi Tumo based on one person. It needs to be at least a majority of two. That's what he dashes on the Pasuk, but as one Korban Pesach can have only one member on it. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says you have to have at least two members, but if there was only one member and they threw the blood on him, will be okay. And not only that, but even all of his shakal matim lo lizrik. If they do the shchita on one member, you do ready zriko. Why? Because by kachim you have a din, you have to have shono alav akosu la'akiv. The Torah has to repeat itself twice in order for it to be me'akiv. If it only says once, that means lechatchilo you should do it this way, and if not, it's still kosher. Simotani in the Braiso in oisim chabur noshi avodim k'tani, no make a group of women, slaves, and children together. Because it's going to come to be znus, that being together is inappropriate. Even a group of women alone, or children alone, the problem is they don't know how to treat the Korban Pesach properly, and they will make the kachim come to be zoyin, to disgrace, and will become to noiser. Also, you don't make a group of converts of gerim, because they don't know the halacha so well, they won't be so careful Korban Pesach, and they'll cause the Korban Pesach to become pasul. Halacha ches zog de mishnah. Oinen toivil voichel pischol erev, as we mentioned in the previous mishnah, one who's oinen, meaning he has a relative who died, he goes to the mikvah and he's able to eat the Pesach that evening. Why is that so? Because midoraisa, an oinen is only during the day. In the evening, he's not an oinen anymore. Avalobi kachim. Other kachim, he cannot eat, even in that evening, because midorabanon is oinen also that night. Hashemel meisoy, someone who heard a rumor, meaning he found out that he has a relative that died a while back, or one that they took the bones of his relatives and they moved them from one place to another. That day is the day of Avelus. The day of Avelus for that day, but in the night, he's not an Avel anymore, and he can't catch him, not only Pesach, he even catch him, even Abanon, that night, there's no Avelus or Aninus at all. Gershin is Gair Erev Pesachim. If a Ger became a Ger right before the Erev Pesach, right before Pesach, Chama say, go to the mikvah, and that evening he can eat the Korban Pesach. If he left the Arlo, means he became a Jew, he needs to wait 7 days and has to do Hazor Shlishi Vishvi before he can eat the Korban Pesach, so he cannot eat Korban Pesach that evening. And Reb Chaim quotes the Bavli, says the reason is because maybe the next year will become Tomei, and he'll say last year was Tomei, and I went to the Mikvah and they had 9 to 8 Korban Pesach. He will not know the year before he was a Goy, and this year he is a Jew, and therefore there's more Tumos. So therefore we said if a Goy who becomes a Jew, he has to wait 7 days before he can eat Korban Pesach or Kachim. So the Gemara of Yosi Baraboy Masniso B'Shenasa Oinim Mishor Rishoino. Our Mishnah is there is an Oinim before they brought the Korban Pesach, Oi Ben Shchita Zriko, or become an Oinim after Shchita before Zriko. So in these cases, Chazal said he can eat the Korban Pesach in the evening because he will not eat the Korban Pesach in the evening, so you're not going to bring the Korban Pesach for him because he's not able to eat. So if a person is an oinin, before the Zriko, he's an oinin. If you tell him, you say you cannot eat the Korban Pesach tonight, you can't bring on him Korban Pesach. Rabbanan did not want him to avoid the Korban Pesach and to be, because of the Isra de Rabbanan, to be over the Koris of Korban Pesach. So they said, we allow him to eat in the evening, and immediately we're going to do the Zriko on him, and he's able to do a Korban Pesach. Avlim nasa oinin lacha kaparo kvar hurtzo. But if he, the brother Korban Pesach on him, and they did the Shchita, they did the Zriko, and then there was a mace in his family who was nifter, and he became an oinen. So in that case, we don't allow him to eat that evening. Because once he brought the Korban Pesach, and he was okay when they brought the Korban Pesach, but they did the shchita and the zriko, and now only now he can't eat, that's not place of the Korban Pesach, as we saw earlier in the Gemara. Because as long as the shchita and zriko was done correctly, so even though now he can't eat the Korban Pesach at night, he was yoytze the Korban Pesach. So although there's still a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, but here Rabbanon put their chumrah to say that he's an oin in the night, and they will now allow him to eat the Korban Pesach that night. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Psachim Daf Ayin Gimel.